This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Ampani Sato is from the Pattani region in Thailand, and she's also one of the very few female photographers from the country to focus on the social and cultural aspects of this particular region. Her latest series, Lost Motherland, focuses on questions of the homeland, the diaspora, and migrants. The works are currently being shown at A+ Works of Art Gallery until the 30th of June, and Ampani is here with me today. How are you today, Ampani?
Hi, I'm fine.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. You're from Pattani.
I was born in Pattani city, so located is the southern of Thailand. After I finished the high school, and then I moved to Bangkok for study at the university. Yeah.
And what kind of art do you do? You're both you're a photographer.
Yeah, I'm a photographer.
And have you always been interested in photography?
Yeah, but I begin to the start like a video too. Right now, I have to an exhibition at the A+. That is the first time for me to make a video.
So this is your first solo exhibition in KL, right?
Yeah, first time.
And it's called Lost Motherland.
Lost Motherland, yes.
Tell me about what the exhibition covers.
Okay, this Lost Motherland is the important situation of the refugee. For example, Syria, a Rohingya, that make me interested because I'm refugee too in Thailand. The refugee and the story that become to my the artwork, like a Lost Motherland, yes.
Why does this story of refugees hold importance to you?
I saw at the wonder picture, like the refugee would take a boat and cross the water. And another one I see, like the children from the Syria who dies in the beach. So I'm very touching with the picture. So that has become I very interested about the refugee. That is this question for me. And then I'm back to talk about with me myself, that I'm where I come to, something like that. So I'm also I'm refugee because I live in Pattani in for the Thai. I am refugee too.
Could you explain a little bit for those of our listeners who may not quite understand the complexity of how Pattani fits within the Thai national identity?
In the situation in Pattani, is a small piece in the past, turned into the 2003. Unrest in the Pattani have been happening. We suffer with many violence, and then many people. We didn't know why. So I decided to do my work at my hometown before. His name is a Muslim who suffering with this situation. After that, I intend more than about that. In fact, I would like to demand for the human right at my hometown. That is become to continue the work.
Do you still live in Pattani?
Yes, normally I live in Bangkok, but my family is there.
And Pattani, of course, is a Muslim majority region.
Yeah.
And so that is some of the conflict that is happening right now.
Yeah.
And these are themes that we can see in many of your works. I think even in your past series, ideas of women, ideas of Muslim women, women in burqa, women in headscarves, and then even in Lost Motherland, it's a lot of figures in white cloth. Why do you like to work with these images and these motifs?
For the Lost Motherland, I just represent for the self-portrait by myself. So you saw that seven picture for me. I want to tell that about the figure, like I standing for the prey, for the some peace or the hoping for something is become for the human. So that's why I used to like a costume is Muslim. Yes, I'm a Muslim. So I shoot that for the present my work.
It seems to me that you like to represent these images that we don't see a lot, especially in Thailand.
Yes, because I think that's when the people look at my work. This is a work from Ampani because I use many time like a portrait of Muslim woman for present my work. So maybe that is identity for me to represent that a Muslim woman.
And I think it's also not very common to see art from the Pattani region because of the problems that have been happening there.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last few years, there have actually been a lot of artists that are coming from that area.
Yeah.
What is this like?
I think that it's a situation. We mainly open the town, the country, like many artists shoot to make the artwork for tell that something for the everyone to tell the story in the Pattani city. So I think that is very, very open. And then people in the Pattani city also that is very accept the many, many artists and then many things it will be happen in the Pattani city.
And what is it like for you or what does it mean for you to be an artist from Pattani?
I think that my work is a many series that like a call for the question about that something happened in Pattani for the around the world or many country or know that story what happened about my town. So I think that is important for the artists, many artists to do that.
Tell me more about Lost Motherland. Mm-hmm. What are the different kind of images that the audience will see when they come?
The Lost Motherland, the photograph about the reflection for me. I want to do this for the everyone know how the refugee feel, and I hope that every organizer should to help them.
And what do you think a Malaysian audience will see when they look at these photographs or the videos?
I think in the audience is Malaysia. Personally, Malaysia is one of the country have been helping the refugee. So they can understand and try to help them more and more. I wish to happen here in Malaysia.
So when it comes to your work, who are some of your inspirations?
Inspiration is in right now is Ai Weiwei. Yes, I am very love his work. So that is a good artist.
And you are also a teacher, right? You're the head of the Department of Photography at Rungsit University in Bangkok.
Yeah.
So as a teacher and a photographer, what is the kind of photography or the idea of photography that you want to teach your students?
I think that I want to teach my student this story about the around of them, like a human, like a politic or something is happened around of them. That is the thing is happened. I want to teach them something happened around them.
Tell me a little bit about the process of creating Lost Motherland.
The Lost Motherland I do 2016 and now the new works 2018. So this process I separate the artwork to three parts, and the first part is 7 picture, and another part is my performance art with the video, and another part is the video like a projection. I want to show the last part. I want to show that when the people in the center of the dark room, I want to show like the refugee feel when they take a boat in at night. So the work is just a 3 part for the 2 years I made this.
And what has been some of the reactions or the responses that you've gotten, especially from other people in Thailand?
They feel sad when they look at my work because in this situation is many refugee is across the land or something like that. So I hoping this series can help, but it's more thing. But I hope them to can every country to help them to for refugee is his life or something like that.
What does it feel like to be one of the few female Muslim photographers from Thailand?
Okay. I think right now it's become to many Muslim photographers. That is the good thing to happen because we can do many things more than before. We can do photography and another art for the present by the female artists. Yeah.
And why is it important for art in Thailand to represent many different people, not just people from Bangkok, but people from Pattani, people from other parts?
I think we have identity. So when you look at the art from Bangkok, that is the thing. And then when you look the art from Pattani city, that it, the feel is the thing. So yes, this is similar. And then we can make this together also. So I think this is very good for the. They have to show the identity in South and in North.
And how many years have you been a photographer?
2004 and right now 2000.
So almost 14 years.
Yeah.
And how have you changed over these years?
The beginning, I'm just a photographer. I'm used the technical, a dark room or something like that. I'm not focused to the conceptual photographer. That right now, a little bit changed for me. Right now, I'm do photographer conceptual photographer. Yeah. So the way is past is a very changed with me.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much to you too.
I've been speaking to Ampani Sato, a photographer and artist from the Pattani region in Thailand. Her exhibition called Lost Motherland is currently showing at A+ Works of Art Gallery until the 30th of June. For more information, visit facebook.com/aplusart.asia. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app, which is available on the App Store or Google Play. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.